Wait, is Joe Steele not here? Didn't we watch this because this was on Joe Steele's list?
Yes.
Well,
he tweeted at me while I made a comment about the movie.
I just feel like I've suffered. And
for Joe Steele.
Yeah, Joe Steele, my mind blood is on your email.
Mind hands. Hand minds.
When you got a name as cool as Joe Steele.
You're great, Joe Steele. Help.
Yeah.
Tony, I suggested Equilibrium as a follow-up. How do you feel about that?
That's not bad.
I think that is a great bad movie. That is a fantastic bad movie.
It's also, it helps that it's in a slightly different genre. So
it is. It's the dystopian future.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I've only seen that once or twice, and probably not in the last 10 years.
Not enough.
I just remember it's a future where no one has any emotions, but people are really angry all the time. And it's like, is an anger emotion? And we're like, not really. We just don't have any of the good emotions.
All right.
That's all
well,
I remember.
Also, should we do
Gun
this?
Kata.
Christian Bale, too.
Yeah, Gun Kata.
Let's do it.
Gun Kata is the best part.
I own the DVD of The Core. So is there anything else I
that's
need
a separate, that's a separate, that is a DSM-4 categorized illness.
the DSM-4 is no longer accurate, so.
It has been revised. Well, yeah, no one owns DVDs anymore, so there you go.
I'm just saying the DSM-5 is the new standard, so.
They haven't gotten around to categorize it yet. That's if you own the file from iTunes. That's DSM-5.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Really?
Never took psychology?
No. Huh? Not even once.
The DSM is just the
diagnostic standard.
For all I know, you guys are talking about mopeds.
Also, I was following you. It's all right.
Ciao.
Although I couldn't tell if you were actually joking about owning this movie. Do you actually own this movie?
Oh, I know he owns that movie.
Oh, Tony. Well, let's say for the
podcast.
Let's extrapolate. Let's step back. Maybe I don't own this movie.
Let's save it for the podcast. Okay.
Maybe I live in a house with this DVD. Yeah, I think Big Trouble in Little China only stands up if you don't care about racism. So.
I have also not seen Big Trouble in Little China probably since the 80s or 90s.
Other classics from 1984 that are problematic from a racial element, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. So. Also, probably Footloose. I've not seen it.
You haven't seen Footloose?
That's problematic from a religious angle.
I was not a teenage girl in the 80s. Sorry.
Everybody saw
that came
Footloose,
later.
Not just teenage girls.
I haven't seen Footloose.
You don't know what it's like to have a cassette tape flicked under your chin by a police officer. That was a key scene in that movie.
Okay.
It's lost Dune? On all the people who haven't seen it.
There's a lot of great movies in 1984.
Yeah.
Dune. Beverly Hills Cop, Police Academy.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop, yeah.
Revenge of the Nerds. You guys love nerds.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Everybody cut, everybody cut, everybody cut, everybody cut, everybody cut Footloose.
You've seen Footloose, right, Jason?
No, I've never seen it.
What's wrong with you people?
I know the soundtrack, but I've never seen it, no. I've never seen any movie from the 80s, except for Real Genius. And,
I feel
Footloose is very, Jason, very, very 80s.
Jason, you have seen The Karate Kid.
I've seen many movies from the 80s.
Oh, that's right. You hadn't seen The Karate Kid.
But I hadn't seen The Karate Kid, and I hadn't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off until like a year ago or 2 years ago.
No one understands that, though. That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
You should get Footloose for the family and watch it, because it is super duper 80s, and it should be right up your alley.
Well, that's delightful.
Is Footloose
I should check
one
if Lex
about...
has seen it.
A city where dancing's forbidden?
Yes.
A town
yes.
where you town. Can't dance. What's wrong
so
with
is that
premise?
Is it science fiction? It sounds like science fiction.
I met a girl years ago, a coworker of mine, who went to a school outside of Chicago where there was no dancing because it was a very conservative Christian school. And I sort of paused and said, like in Footloose?
But they
and
didn't
I got,
have the technology
I got a dirty
for
look.
It to be a whole town.
Joe Steele points out that you've been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Armada. That was the best movie of 1984.
Yeah, so when I was on with them on Defocus, I mentioned that I'd never seen The Last Starfighter.
I hadn't seen it either.
And Joe Jason, sent me, Joe literally, he sent me the movie on iTunes. He's like, here.
I think I'm starting to understand your affinity for Real Genius, which is that you haven't seen
any other movies.
Any other movies nope. that were released on the same
I've seen a very strange smattering of movies from the 80s, I lived in a town with two screens, and it was far away, and so to get there was complicated, and I didn't go to the movies that often. So I saw Godzilla 85 in the theater, though, so yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Is that
that's a bad movie?
I watched Real Genius based on your strong endorsement, And now I kind of feel better about it now that you've seen the core. So clearly,
oh,
this is,
Tony,
this is like a blood feud now. Like we're playing chicken.
I'm taking
one of
I'm
us.
Taking you down, Tony.
I think this ends in tears and Manos.
So, Manos
Thanos.
Oh no,
no, yeah. No, no Manos Thanos. That's
with everyone's sad, you know, and not the MST3K version.
No.
So.
Yeah, I really don't enjoy watching bad movies, but I think Ice Pirates... I was excited when you picked Ice Pirates, but like, boy, I really do not like watching bad movies. But Ice Pirates has the advantage of, like, I used to think this is good, so at the very least, it will be a revelation to me saying,
right.
Well, you know...
What was I thinking?
I watched a lot of dumb movies. I will truthfully admit that. I mean, having started listening to the Flophouse, there is a heavy overlap between movies that they cover and movies I have already seen.
Wow.
Like that's not good, right?
No.
But, like,
no.
I mean... You know, it's a pretty narrow spectrum. I'm only willing to watch bad movies. I watch bad science fiction and bad action movies. You know, it has to have a lot of stuff exploding in it. You know, I don't watch, you know, bad romantic comedies.
Sure.
Or really
I guess
any
I watch bad
comedies.
Sci-fi movies, too, because I think I remember being, like, in the beginning they were doing more sci-fi movies. Do you remember that one that was, like, in L.A. and they were trapped in, like a hotel and aliens were outside and they were kind of blue and glowy? There was a couple
yeah.
of movies that were like that. What was it called? It, like... I forget what it was, but I watched that movie like willingly on my own, which is and not because I thought it would be bad. It's like because basically anything that's science fiction, you're like, there's so I still feel like I'm hungry for science fiction.
And there's not, and that I think that's how I stumbled into it. Now I've augmented a little bit with bad action movies. I don't watch bad horror, and I think there's a lot of people who are really in bad horror movies, and I'm not really into
right,
that
including
as a
genre the Flophouse guys, right, where it gets
that's
to be
like,
Shocktober,
that's the
and I'm like, okay, well.
That's the chunk I haven't seen, right, is the bad horror movies. I haven't seen any horror movies.
I've seen
basically.
Very few of the Flophouse movies.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Aliens.
I've seen that. I saw that in the theaters.
The Wolverine movie.
Well, it's an X-Men movie, you know.
Yeah, I did see the
Marvel movie.
Green Lantern.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters. Dan, you were there. No one else was.
I feel like we saw that, and I think we might have seen Cowboys and Aliens together, too.
Oh, yes, we did.
We have a long history of bad movies.
Limitless, I saw.
I have not seen Limitless.
I really liked... I didn't really like Limitless. I liked Limitless. It is a ridiculous, ridiculous movie, but I kind of liked it. Bradley
and I mean,
Cooper.
I've seen all of the Flash... what are they called? Too Fast, Too Furious movies, which are just... car chases and explosions.
Yeah, and like
right?
if you're into action movies, somehow I feel like a bad action movie isn't as like
it's hard
it's
for it to be boring, right?
Right.
Well,
because
the bar is lower.
Most action movies know what they need to do. Things mm-hmm. need to blow up. You need to have quips. You need to
and
have
I mean
gunfight.
And usually the hallmark of a good bad action movie is like there's going to be some exciting scene that you haven't seen before, right? And
well, like that's throughout like the transporter.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
like a so, good bad action movie
yeah,
where you watch some rocket with a tray.
Action movie, you have to like there is some amount of skill in doing those stunts or you know.
And it's the like a spectacle of doing a stunt you haven't seen yet. It's almost like it's like a magic trick, right? I mean, we're going to show you something you have not.
And you
seen
know you're
yet.
Not in there for character arcs. It's not going to take itself seriously. You know, it's just going to be a bunch of car chases and explosions and people shooting each other. That's why something like what was the one with Angelina Jolie curving bullets. What the
wanted.
Oh, wanted.
And like the trailer would show her, would show her like flipping over a viper, and then you know the guy lands right in the door.
Jason
like,
Tosse, who is the most critical movie watcher I've ever seen, swears that it's one of his three favorite movies ever made.
Because it delivers exactly what the trailer says it's going to
make. I guess that is his
but he
rationale.
Hates other stuff. It's completely nonsensical. It's a factor of his mood that day. It's not a factor. The movie movie quality does not fit into that formula in any way whatsoever. It's you know
I think so the core I feel like.
But see, the core isn't that different from those for me, and maybe it is for you guys.
So I feel like the core, it has all the signs. Well, because John's talking about like movies that work, and you know they tried to action this up, but it's not an action movie, really. I mean, it's like a sci-fi movie trying to dress up like an action movie.
The sci-fi aspect of it is not sci-fi enough. There's no aliens.
This is my theory. My theory is that somebody had this idea about like it's like in the vein of those disaster movies from 5 years before, but it's going
to
be in
a
core
budget to do them like with Tidal Waves Crushing New York.
And I feel like in the development process, they got to a point where they're like, oh God, this premise doesn't make any sense. And, you know, very clearly they're like, okay, we're just going to go with it. But I guess it maybe happened a little too late because you're absolutely right. They could have, it could have been campier or weirder or something. And instead it was like, no, we're just going to play it straight more
There's
or less.
There's a lot of like safe committee decisions.
Yeah, all the characters were like regular weird. People. No character had some, like, there wasn't one character who was like super angry. There wasn't a super macho guy.
Yeah, Stanley Tucci would at least have a little
something. He was all you got,
something.
And he was mostly just kind of like an annoying, arrogant scientist, but not too annoying. Like, he wasn't William Atherton levels. You know what I mean? Like, he was just, they were all kind of like, it's normal, kind of well-adjusted people trying to do a job, and like you're not really interested in any of them.
Well, there's
even hacker was boring.
There's no Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park kind of character.
There's no breakout.
Yeah.
There's no Jeff Goldblum in Independence Day character. There's no Jeff Goldblum, really. That's the problem here.
So we make this movie. It's Nicolas Cage, Jeff Goldblum. And Hilary Swank can stay. She can stay.
No, I got to get rid of her. I have to replace her with
Jennifer
someone with
Aniston.
More sass. She has to have someone with way more sass.
Oh, a Catherine Hegel.
No, that's not enough sass.
Jesus.
Who do we got that's got sass? Because she was just kind of like there and just, I wasn't.
Sandra Bullock?
She could do it.
I think you're out. You've overspent your points.
Yeah. I definitely
All right, well,
have.
So, let's get Sandra Bullock out and let's replace her with like, what's her name from the Watchmen movie? Who gets naked all the time?
Madeline Ackerman?
No. It starts with a G. Gina Gershon?
Oh,
no, that's not it.
Are you thinking of Carla Gugino?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Carla Gugino.
Yeah, okay. I could buy that. Sure.
Nicolas Cage.
And then have her get naked in the movie because that's what she does, you know.
Well, it turns out that...
Are you trying to make money on this movie, John?
I'm trying to keep under the budget. She's probably... You can get
this
her
movie
for
money.
I'm just going to... I'm going to tell you that
this is not a flaw.
I saw this movie on opening day. I saw it
with Tony.
Like a dozen people. There was a heavy contingent of scientists there, which maybe that's... If you guys are not seeing it with at least two scientists or four engineers, because that's your conversion rate.
So how
much...
So there
you're
was booing. I hope there was booing.
There was... I think no one took it seriously. So...
Okay, well, that's a relief.
I was sitting next to my friend Jacob. He was eating chili. I think that tells you all.
In a movie theater?
Yep, that tells you everything you need to know about Jacob.
Yeah.
You know the core, the mantle is roughly the texture of chili.
I mean, there is a difference from seeing this movie we were in the front row in a theater with a bunch of people who are not taking it seriously.
Wait, why were you in the front row? Was the theater full?
This is the kind of movie you see in the front row.
No.
I'm just saying, I may have experienced a different movie seeing it in the front row with a bunch of scientists versus watching it at home on Netflix by myself.
Well, you're also lonely. You were also 22?
There's no way to do the math on that.
You did You did a lot of stupid things when you were 22.
I do a lot of stupid things now.
But I think that number's decreased.
You saw the movie recently and you think this is a movie you still go back to and watch willingly.
I have seen it four times in the 12 years since it came out.
Tony, many other films are available that you haven't seen that are probably better than
this.
Watch all the movies Jason hasn't seen. Watch Footloose and
I'm not going to watch Footloose. I'm already going to watch this other Nicolas Cage movie that I'm not going to like. You get one.
No way.
No, it was Footloose. All right, so if you have to pick between Footloose and Known.
You called it first in, last out. Sorry.
Footloose is a better movie, but Knowing is more ridiculous.
I think Knowing is a better movie for me.
Don't read anything about Knowing before you watch it, by the way.
I will not. I know Nicolas Cage is in it.
Or listen to the Flophouse episode about it.
Yes.
Is it recent enough that there's a Flophouse?
Yeah.
It's like 2009 or something.
They did. They're pretty thorough at covering
Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we watched a movie and then we talked about it. What more needs to be said?
That's it.
Yeah. Boy, John.
Joe Steele likes this movie.
I'm just making you guys watch terrible things.
I mean, it's a bad movie club. I think you.
Some
of your guys.
This was better than the Star Wars Holiday Special, and I would.
Oh yeah.
I would more. I don't know. Right now, I think I would rather watch this movie again than watch Episode 3. But we'll see after I watch.
I would watch this movie four more times before I saw Episode 3 again.
Yeah, maybe.
See, your calibration is off, people. We got to get this, you know.
Star Wars Holiday Special really delivered.
Like that bottomed out the meter.
Yeah. Yeah. Our chart.
Because I had to do Star Wars Holiday Special in two sittings, and this one I got through in one sitting.
No, I had to do two sittings in this one.
What?
I just watched it all the way through.
Yeah, when they crashed into the geode, I was like, okay.
Dan does everything in one sitting because he does it right before the show is about to start.
That way it's fresh in my mind.
It's true Flophouse fashion.
Yeah, that's why you do it. That's right. It's nothing to do with procrastination.
No, I'll forget everything. I don't write any notes either, so I'll forget everything otherwise.
Dan, are you even sober right now? I mean, what's
going on? Oh, God, no. I watched The Core, Tony. If I was sober, I'd be in trouble.
I guess that, I don't know, which does that make you, Dan or Stuart? I don't know how that works.
I just deep sighed, so I guess I'm Dan.
Dan and Stuart both drink, and Elliot doesn't, so.
Yeah.
I actually didn't drink anything before this one, but maybe I should have.
I'm sorry that this was such a traumatic experience for you guys, but not as sorry as Joe Steele is, because it's all his fault.
Why are you taking responsibility for this? You didn't pick the movie, did you?
No, I just enjoyed it.
No, so Joe Steele picked it.
I blame Jason entirely for all of these things.
Yes, thank you. I'll take it.
If I knew more about MST3K, I would say he was the name of the guy who makes the guy watch the bad movies.
Yeah.
Professor Forrester.
Dr. Clayton Forrester.
There you go.
I mean, we did get 82 title suggestions, so that's something. Thanks, Joe Steele, for sticking it out.
Yeah.
Though you didn't watch this movie or participate.
That's the Glenn method, by the way.
Exactly.
I listened to that.
Seriously, the microwave radiation
literally
works like a microwave. Like just a microwave oven. And it's invisible, and you immediately see the beams coming down.
I think that there's a whole world of bad movies you're not prepared for. Guy who's only seen Real Genius.
Yep. I try not to see bad movies.
Well, then why did you start a bad movie club?
Because I need to see more bad movies.
You're like a guy who starts a motorcycle gang. You're just like, I just like leather jackets. I didn't know there was going to be wheels.
I wasn't aware we had to watch bad movies.
I think you just liked making people do things.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to.
And then we record it.
I just love clubs so much.
I do.
That's how you fall in with a bad element.
With a knife.
I was going to go there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Regals.
The Regals.